darkness. I believe in a thing called love on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais, you're Steve Merchant Shaw. That's little Carl Pilkington over there. Where is he? There he is.
There he is, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey! Back then, back together again.
The old gang.
Yeah, it started last week.
Yeah, I think triumphant return.
I think it went well last week, didn't it, Carl? Good show, wasn't it?
You loved it, didn't you, Carl? Brilliant, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you weren't speaking to Suzanne last week at this time because you said she had a haircut, probably quite an expensive haircut. She's a lady in media. She's got to look good. She probably doesn't go to the barber like you or just shave it at home. Probably spent quite a little bit of money on it. She came home. She thought, well, my sweetheart, you know what I mean? The man in my life is gonna love this.
Well, he adores everything about me. He's gonna love my hair.
She walked in. Hello, Carl. All right. You look like Dave Hill from Slade. Is what Hugh said to the poor woman. And then talked about it on air. She was furious about that. So what did you do?
Carl? She did listen, yeah. She wasn't happy.
And she heard you slagging her hair off?
Yeah. She, well, what
so this is probably annoying her now.
Well, no, it doesn't matter. We can do a lot today because she's at work.
So, and of course, no one's going to tell her.
Let's have a chat about a fat ass, shall we? So, hold on.
Oh, dear.
You are in so much trouble. Look, he's realised he's a little bit worried. Oh, didn't you go and buy her a coat or something?
Took her out on Sunday and treated her to a new coat and that.
Yeah.
But I offered, I said I'd pay, to have it done again.
Oh, no! Carl, you have... Oh, God! Oh, my Christ.
So she listened to the show. What did she say? You got home. She'd heard you slagging her hair off.
Imagine that. He thinks that's a good thing. We've won the pools. Brilliant. What are we doing? Well, you can have facial surgery now, love. It's sort of like... It's just... Christ! You offered to have it done again. Unbelievable.
What? Yeah. I got home, and she's like, all being moody with me. Right.
Yeah.
You thought something's wrong, so you must have listened to the show when I was slagging off her hair.
His first thought was she probably looked at herself in the mirror.
Yeah, that barber's been round again.
Yeah. And she just said, oh, that wasn't very nice of you, was it?
Oh.
So I just said, hang on a minute. I said, that's what we do on the show. When I'm slagging off, you know, Chinese people looking old or whatever, I said, you never interfere.
Sure.
I love the fact!
She's got to get her priorities right.
That she's in the same queue as a billion people you've never met.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. She's in the same queue. You didn't complain.
Well, no, because Carl, I don't think Carl has ever admitted he might be in the wrong, ever. Certainly not to your eye.
That is so true.
He's never admitted that he might be in the wrong. So did you, in this instance, agree that maybe you'd overstepped the mark?
No, I just said she took it badly. Do you know what I mean? I mean, it's only a haircut.
Yeah. Well, Steve, you haven't seen it,
so you can't start interfering on this one.
No, okay.
No, I haven't seen it, but I very much doubt she looks like Dave Hill from Slade, who, if I'm, unless I'm mistaken, used to cut his hair with garden shears blindfolded.
Well.
So, you know what I mean? And did her teeth stick out when she started speaking with a Brummie accent as well?
I've got used to it now anyway, so.
And so did you bought, so at some point you came crawling back and you said, do you want me to buy you a coat?
I just said, let's leave that, let's go out and have a good weekend.
Sure.
But get your hat before we go. treated her to a new coat and that. It's a nice coat, so it takes, people will look at that rather than looking at the head.
So what does it do? Flash? It's got obscenities across the back.
If anyone who knows Carl's girlfriend is listening.
Tell her.
And maybe you're a work colleague and you're listening to the show.
Because I think this is terrible.
Get her to phone him now.
Get her to phone him now. I mean, forget
the hair. Get her on the XFM number.
What's the fat ass complaint line? Because you are in deep shite. Cemetery Gates by the Smiths, of course, off The Queen Is Dead album. Lovely tune. Makes you happy, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
It's a nice song about dead people.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I just wondering, Rick, what your opinions are, what your thoughts are on Britney Spears.
Liked a couple. Bit bored. I think she's panicking a little bit. I think she's little bit desperate with all this Madonna stuff.
Yeah, all the kind of lesbian.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You know. Yeah, she's all right. I've got nothing against the girl.
Well, I read. I think it was in Hot Tickets magazine.
Sure.
Free with the Evening Standard.
Yeah.
Oh, I might get some free Evening Standards now. I've plugged that.
Yeah.
I was just reading in there that I don't know if it's still going to happen, but apparently she was going to do a little cheeky appearance at GAY.
GAY.
In London, and obviously I was quite excited. I'm a Spears fan.
Do you know that's what that spells, don't you?
G-A-Y.
Yeah.
Gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I think it is a gay club.
Oh, sure,
this is what this is what I was ascertaining from the article.
Oh, because they've said they've called it what sort of what it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And apparently she was going to be previewing some of her new album live on stage at GAY, and that's an intimate venue. Normally you'd have to see someone like Spears, probably at Wembley Arena, something like that. I'm thinking I'm a Spears fan, you know, get up a couple of the gang together.
Yeah.
You know.
For the lads.
Exactly.
Yeah, cruise
down there.
Yeah.
But then I read on in the article that apparently the doormen at GAY were only going to let in regulars. And the way they were going to ascertain if you were a regular was by asking a series of questions at the door.
What, testing if you're really...
Now, I don't know if the questions would be about the interior of GAY.
Or the interior of someone else.
Yeah. Or just general kind of,
like,
you know.
Do you reckon you'd have passed the pretend...
Well, that's what
so
I was wondering.
So you'd have had to pretend to be...
GAY.
GAY to get in to see Spears. Now,
you say gay on the radio?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But now, that's irony, isn't it? So you're pretending to be gay to get into a club to see a bird that you like.
Yeah.
I'll give you a little quick test.
Right.
Shall I? All right. What's your name, mate?
Paolo.
All right, Paolo.
Yeah.
You haven't done a lot with your hair. You just sort of let it grow out. I mean, would you be putting product on a bit later? Because, I mean, you don't look very... I mean, sort of like... You look sort of quite...
Quite masculine, quite.
Yeah, well, sort of like you didn't care, like you have no care
about how you
look, like you're a.
Normally it would be shaved. Of course.
Oh, okay. Yes. We would say normally that looks about like 3 months' growth there. Why haven't you.
I've been ill.
Nothing serious?
Nothing serious.
Okay.
No, that's why I let it grow. So it's grown.
Okay. Yeah. So what time would you normally be going out then?
Normally I'd go out about sort of. I'd go out about 8-ish.
8 o'clock in the evening.
No,
you go.
No.
That sounds a bit early. That's what.
No, I go out about 3 a.m. normally.
Right. So I was like, okay. That's right. Yeah. Where'd you go? Down sort of.
Down
Compton Street for a coffee, and then onto GAY
with your
little shaved
head.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're doing fine.
Sounding
pretty gay. Can I just ask you one final question?
20 bender points?
You're 20 bender points, so I'm just going to let you in.
Okay.
I'm just going to tell the guards to let you in. But I'll ask you one more question.
Yeah.
Do you prefer knobs or tits, Paolo?
Knobs.
Knobs. You love knobs, do you? Can't get enough knobs. So, you hate tits, I assume?
Loathe them.
You hate tits, do you?
Yes.
Okay. What? Even Liza Minnelli's?
I don't know what to say. I love hers.
But not in a straight way.
Okay.
So you love knobs more than tits, right? Okay. Okay. In you go.
Thanks very much.
You know Brittany's on, dude.
Oh, she's so sexy.
Oh.
See, that's what would give me away. Like,
I know.
Great escape.
It's just the last.
Yeah.
You just. Well, I think you're probably a bit bi.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
But I mean, going anyway.
Thanks very much.
Okay. The drinks are quite expensive.
Oh, we've
got to. Pop your shirt off, will you? Hey, Outcast on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. You alright, Carl?
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
Just, when you were talking just now about, like the gay stuff.
Yeah.
Right, I don't know if you saw, the thing the other week about the fella who's on that quiz show.
Who?
Sort of.
Oh, right, okay.
Gay
who?
Fella, straight, sort of man-woman.
What are you talking about? What did you see? Tell me what you saw.
It's
this is like a kid come running in, and he's seeing something frightening. It could be an alien, could be a ghost, could be a paedophile, and you've got to get exactly what actually saw out of him. Right, what did you actually see?
It's just this fella who's a woman.
Right. Right, okay, right, try and talk like a human being. Right.
It's a quiz show that's coming on the telly, and it's this, this woman.
Right, is it a fella who's a woman, or is it a woman?
It's a bit of both, that's why I'm talking about it.
But what do you mean? Is it a pre-op, is it a transsexual, transvestite, is it a ladyboy, is it an hermaphrodite, what is it?
I'll tell you about it.
Well, tell me.
I'm telling you. It's a woman. Well, it's a man.
Forget it.
Listen.
Play a record.
No,
come on. What?
It is a man. He is a man. Well.
Oh, Christ's sake!
It's a TV programme where they've got this
transvestite or television?
It is a transvestite, yeah. So, but the problem is, I'll tell you, just because you don't know about it, the programme is...
I don't know, I still don't know about it. I don't know anything about it, still. I don't know. It's a woman, man, woman, TV programme, TV.
No, it's a man who is now sort of half a woman.
And a man who is now half a woman!
No, well, this is what's weird about it. He's got the top half, but not the bottom half.
What do you mean? He's got breasts and a wig? But he's still got his boys downstairs. He's
why
got,
do you do that?
It's Captain and the boys
what
are still there for? In his wife fronts.
Why
but
that?
Upstairs, he's got a lovely pair of dumplings.
Why do that?
Well, he's halfway through.
But why not get it all done in one go?
Maybe he couldn't afford it.
Well, wait until you've got all the money. That just looks a mess. And who's he pleasing there?
Well, he wakes up in the morning and pleases himself. He can't believe his luck. He doesn't know where to start.
No, but what I don't understand, I mean, you know, I don't want to see him...
Well, can I just finish that sentence? What you don't understand is just about everything.
Yeah.
Right,
I find it weird, right? I sort of get... I understand the gay thing, right?
But... Do you? What do you mean?
Well, you know, I know...
Well, tell me the gay thing. Explain the gay thing.
I just know if you're a fella, you like men. I don't know much more than that.
What do you mean you don't know?
But what I mean is, with a transvestite, what's going on there? What do they want?
A transvestite is a cross-dresser.
See, I don't get that either. Because...
You mean a transsexual?
That's a man who likes to dress in women's clothing. It's not necessarily... They're not necessarily gay.
They're not gay. They're often not gay.
They just happen to like wearing women's clothes.
Those clothes, aren't you?
But then why not wear women's clothes that could be seen as a bloke... Like Suzanne wears jeans.
No, but they... Yeah,
just
but that's
buy
the
woman's
thing.
Jeans.
But that's their problem, is it? They like being seen as a woman. They like being seen as a woman. It's not just that it's more comfortable or they'd wear a kilt. They like being seen as a woman. They feel more comfortable.
All right. And what's the deal with this fella who's got...
We don't know who this fella is.
No. We don't know this man who's half a woman.
He's called Miriam.
Oh, that's not...
Yeah. Brilliant. I love this. Scientific basis.
No, I
think... So all he's done is he's had the tits done. He's probably had the hormones. Probably lived as a woman for a while. The last step... Because you can probably reverse the breasts anyway, because they're probably implants and hormonal things, and whereas you chop your knob and boys off, that's, you know, you come back the next day and go, sorry, I didn't mean that, I wanted my ears pierced. It's a bit more of a bigger operation to put them back. So doctors are probably making sure that he's just up to...
Surely if you've had the top half done, you're not going to go back on what you've said.
But no, what's the top half being done? I could get you breast implants, give you a bit of a hormonal treatment.
Now that would be a great idea for next week.
And you could reverse it. What you can't do is grow a knob back.
Well, you can. Last week you were talking about growing one on your arm.
Yeah.
We've done that.
So that is possible. But the thing is, the truth of it is, I think I do know about this story. I think it was a television programme called There's Something About Miriam. Conceit of which was that this pre-op transsexual...
So I guessed that right, yeah.
Was masquerading as a woman.
Right.
And various blokes, who didn't realise that this was a man, had to seduce him, her. And when they found out that it was actually a bloke, and a lot of them had kissed her, they refused to let it be shown.
I agree, though. That's just terrible.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, that's awful. I hated that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what,
I think it was a Sky One programme. Is there anything other than The Simpsons on Sky One that's worth watching? Have you ever tried to watch that? Have you ever seen Kirsty's Home Videos?
Yes. Yeah. But it's things like dogs on a slide, babies falling over.
Do you know, it's only recently reduced from an hour in length.
Really?
It's been an hour long, and it was just, if you haven't seen it, it's just like camcorder footage, like being found and people falling over.
I like an old woman at a wedding falling over and showing her bloomers. That's my favourite.
I like it when it's Kirsty's Home Videos uncut. So it's kind of four old women, like, naked...
With their tits falling
windsurfing.
Oh, Christ, imagine that. Does it whistle?
Well, It's just a, it's just, I mean, have you ever really sat and watched anything on Sky One?
No.
That wasn't
The Simpsons,
or Star Trek.
I think that's what I watch on, I think that's
or
pretty
wrestling.
Much what I watch. Wrestling?
They have WWF wrestling, cartoons, and just the worst programs. I mean, it's
I've seen a bit of the wrestling. It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
It's like a station that's made by a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah. Well, I think that's probably what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
That, I mean, that's exactly the demographic. Do you like Sky One, Carl?
I haven't got satellite ever, so.
Why not? I thought you'd have loved that.
No, I would love it.
Discovery Channel's all about slugs and that and weird stuff like that.
I know.
Chimps.
I was reading about slugs the other day.
There's a thing on one of the channels called Monkey Business.
Yeah, I watched that.
Yeah.
Because I was doing that thing, weren't I, with Richard Bacon.
Yeah.
Where you watch the telly and that.
You're talking riddles. Mm. You actually talk in riddles. Yeah. Forget, play a record.
You should be the gatekeeper in some kind of Dungeons and Dragons kind of quiz game.
Alright, yeah. Let me enter. Right, yeah, but I was doing that thing with Richard Bacon. What can he mean?
what can he mean? He is the wise
There's
one.
There's a man who's also a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
The upper half is, but is the bottom.
Yeah, play a record.
Bit of Clash.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Train in Vain. XFM. On 4.9.
Johnny Cash, Hurt, on XFM 104.9. That's brilliant, isn't it?
Good.
I'm Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. So, what have we done? We've done gays, transvestites. Have we done knobbies yet, or...?
It's nice that you can talk about pre-op transsexuals nowadays on the radio.
I know.
You know, without the fear of complaints or...
I know.
Listeners.
Listeners, that's the thing. If we had any listeners, we'd get complaints,
really
wouldn't
we? We really
would. We'd get some serious complaints if anyone cared enough.
That's why we haven't gone to a decent station with, you know, a big audience.
We would never do, on a real radio station, we could never do this, could we?
Why not? See, I'm not doing this to, like, mess about and offend anyone. I think it's an interesting topic.
What, you talking gobbledygook, not really knowing what?
Carl, for the first 5 minutes, you couldn't talk.
Okay.
Although with you know who's the biggest, most professional person in radio? It's probably Terry Wogan, isn't it? And it was you that said you can't tell what the sentence he's saying because he keeps coming up at the end before.
But he never.
After.
There's well, never any punctuation.
Yeah.
So he'll just segue from one point to the next. So he'll be like, going on my holidays Friday. We're having a lovely time, says Mrs. Scorby Sheehan of Westminster. I'm thinking of going to Greece.
So he's got his knobs, but he's still got the tits.
Exactly.
Yeah. Typical. Typical. Oh, hello, Paolo. Do you want to come into my club
to
see?
Yeah, I'd love to go. Britney Spears. A massive fan.
Yeah, well, it doesn't start for a while. It's it's only about 8 o'clock, and, you know, you're not going out for hours yet.
No, 8 or 7. No.
But, might as well watch a bit of telly. We've got, FA Cup final.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Just that's a good one, isn't it? Or we've got the Eurovision Song Contest. What do you want to watch, Paolo?
Oh, blimey. Well, I love all the camp and lame
right.
of the Eurovision Song Contest. Yeah. Is that David Beckham playing? Because I love him.
Oh,
his
I see
hair
what you've done.
Legs.
See what you've done.
You see?
So you will watch the football,
yeah.
But you'll be mainly looking at
just looking at the legs and the tight shorts.
So while Beckham's knocking them in, you'll be
exactly knocking one them.
Right. Let's,
Did you notice, remember, I never really looked, but when you see old clips of, say, early 80s footballers, the shorts are much tighter, aren't they?
I don't really know. I remember Carl saying when he went, and there was two strippers, a bloke and a woman, and they whipped off their clothes at the same time, and you looked straight at the boys.
Yeah, everybody would. You would have done.
Right.
You do-do.
You do-do? You look at his do-do? What do you mean? You look at his do-do?
No,
what?
I'm just saying, if you were there, you would have done the same. Two people on the stage.
Yeah.
Woman and a man.
Yeah.
They were getting the clothes off.
Yeah.
Right? The fella took his pants off the same time as the girl took her knickers off.
Yeah, right.
Right? All I'm saying is it's human nature. So have a quick look, have a quick glance, see what's going on.
See what's going on?
And then I wanted to look at the woman, but she put her knickers back on quick.
She didn't live opposite from you, did she?
But just to turn briefly to the shorts question. It's only because... In the 30s and 40s, they were huge shorts, weren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, genuinely massive, like...
Yeah, huge.
A small child could wear them as trousers, they were...
I think that's to do with comfort and decency, though, isn't it?
And then, but by the sort of 80s, There was barely any shorts there.
I think that was fashion.
But it's weird that it's you feel like at some point someone's gone, guys, I mean, they're good game too today, small. But this is ludicrous.
But that's what happened, isn't it? Because, you know, it's things get bigger and bigger and bigger, and then they get smaller and smaller and smaller.
Yeah.
And fashion's a lot like flares,
yeah.
drain pipes,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
heels, flat.
Yeah.
Tall hats, flat hats. Yeah.
What do you make of the miniskirt?
Long hair, skinhead.
yeah.
Miniskirt, again, I don't know, I'm sure there's been 10 resurgences of miniskirts
yeah.
since 65, whatever
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's fashion, so the short. You know what? Do you know what I think, Steve? I think the shorts will get smaller again before we die. I think we'll see one more tight little packet of Premiership footballers running round with their offal squeezed
yeah.
Like the last chicken in a butcher's window.
Almost protruding.
Wrapped up, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, imagine if they just wore cling film shorts so you could see what was happening there, Carl. Where would you look then? Because you like football, don't you?
We're doing Rockbusters.
Go on then.
Oh. Right, we brought it back. This is where I give a cryptic clue.
Well.
And some initials.
Yeah.
And you work it out and you win some stuff.
Yeah. I was going to tell you what the prizes are. Needless to say, they're mediocre prizes for a mediocre quiz.
Sure, okay, yeah.
Oh,
well, it's DVDs
and
VHS.
And DVDs
yeah. VHS. Who's still got that?
Right, so there's three of them. And what you can do now, we've tweaked it a bit.
Okay.
You can text in.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so you can email or text.
We've tweaked it a bit.
Mm.
Right.
83XFM is the text, or it's ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk.
What is that what it is? 83XFM?
That's it.
That is good, though, and it's convenient, because who's got their laptop up and running and
exactly.
texting?
On
so just shoot your phone. Brilliant.
Alright.
Mine
so
couldn't do that. I don't know how to do that on my phone. I don't know how to get...
What do you mean?
Huh?
What do you mean?
My brother wanted my postcode. He said, text it to me.
Mm.
I couldn't work out how to do WC and
That's
1.
Because you're an old man. It's
so
technology.
I had to write out WUC1.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Because I didn't know how to do it. It won't do it for me.
Pathetic.
It's ridiculous. Go
well,
on.
Well, it's 83936, if you have that problem. Right?
Right, come on, get on with the quiz.
Right,
I don't know, there's too many numbers now.
Three clues, here we go. First one is, this Teletubby has got lice. Right? This Teletubby has got lice.
Right.
The initial there is P, so it's a band or an artist
yep.
that starts with P, and the clue is, this Teletubby has got lice. Right?
Yep.
Second one.
I'm really already not holding out much hope for this working out. Go on.
Right, second one. I've just messed that first one up. Thing,
right? Oh, for Christ.
But when I give it out later, I'll sneak it in without, right? Just don't repeat anything I say.
You're an idiot.
Listen,
you really
record.
Are an
no,
idiot.
No,
play
record.
A record.
No,
play a record. Play a record. You're a fool. Play
no,
a record.
Let me just
No.
Press the button.
No, you've ruined it. You're an idiot.
It's off. Ludicrous.
Red Vines by Amy Mann. Brilliant, that, isn't it?
Very good.
On XFM 104.9. Well, Carl mucked up Rockbusters, as usual. I mean, it's, you know what? I like it when he mucks it up early, because it doesn't waste people's lives
sure.
for 40 minutes realising he's mucked it up at the end.
Yeah.
So, obviously, people are already... They know what it is. They know what it is already. They've said, well, it's police, isn't it? You meant to say nits instead of lice.
Yeah.
You're an idiot. So that one's gone. So what have we got next?
Right, so that's just an idea. If you haven't heard it before, that's how my head works. Right, this Teletubby has got nits.
So Po.
P. So Po is a Teletubby.
Yeah.
So
when he says cryptic, it's not only what the answer is, it's what the question was meant to be.
Sure.
So...
Alright, so there's only two, so you've got even a better chance of winning than that.
Well...
So, the second one is, I'm saving that money to buy condoms. Alright? Think about it.
Easy. Too easy.
JC.
Yeah,
right,
well, that's so everyone's got that one. I feel like saying it now.
Yeah, but don't
well, that's
say
rubbish.
It now. Yeah, but you've got to have an easy one in there, otherwise people get bored, don't
First
they?
One was easy, we gave them the answer.
Yeah, but hang on.
That's the easiest one we've ever had. Police.
And the second one is...
Yeah.
When you're making bread, add a little bit of colour for a change. All right?
The
when
initials?
You're making bread, add a little bit of colour, just change things a little bit.
What are the initials?
Right? D. Right? So, what you've got there, I'm saving that money to buy condoms, the initials JC.
Yeah, that's easy, yeah.
And when you're making some bread, just chuck some colour in there. Sure. You know what I mean? Change it a bit.
Yeah, like the clue. The clue changes every time. Yeah. The clue changes every time. Unlike the Times crossword, the clue changes every time it says.
83XFM if you want to text it. Or it's ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk.
Rubbish. Pointless. David Bowie and Waterloo Sunset. Love that. Love the original.
Yeah.
Love that one. Love the original. On XFM 104.9.
Good work to David Bowie and the Kinks.
Yeah, big time. Big time. Reading the paper,
Steve. Yeah, well, I don't normally read the paper, but I was having a glance through the Daily Express. Does anyone read the Express?
Well, you do at the moment, look.
Well, true.
Live on air.
Yeah.
Read it out, and then about 400 people will know what's in it.
I was obviously attracted by this little news item, gun raid by three Saddams. Three armed men...
Oh, they're up to their old tricks again,
yeah,
are they?
Yeah. Three armed men wearing Saddam Hussein masks were on the run last night after robbing a corner shop. The raiders threatened the worker with a handgun and a knife, ordering him to open the till, blah, 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 get money out. And it says that they also tried to rob an earlier shop earlier in the day. Police said, we are linking the raids because the descriptions of the offenders are very similar.
What did the first one not quite get right?
Yeah.
Well, they looked very similar. I think it was Gaddafi, three Gaddafis.
Right, because that's weird, because you had three Saddam Husseins down a shop.
Oh, so that's what I meant.
Is it the same guys?
I assume so. I wouldn't have thought.
I'm
almost sure it'd be the same way. I didn't know. One's got a moustache, haven't they? They've all got a moustache. I don't know. But, I mean, there were three blokes with masks, Middle Eastern appearance. I don't know. But, I mean, I imagine it's the same.
I am, because I've only ever seen, really, robberies being planned in films.
Sure.
So I don't know how it works. I assume that...
So you say. Yeah.
But I assume at some point someone's got to get together. One of them, the ringleader's got to get together and go, okay, well, we need to wear masks, obviously, to disguise our pain. So I'm thinking of going with the regular stockings.
No. I'll tell you what would be funny.
Well, I don't want to be funny.
Well,
we want to strike fear into the hearts of people
robbing. Yeah, but, I mean, kill two birds with one stone, we get the robbery and we have a laugh. With it. Fear, do you say you want to strike fear? Well, wear a mask of someone who's really scary. Who's the scariest bloke in the world?
Well, I don't know, Saddam Hussein.
I've got three of them. I've got three of them. Let's all wear Saddam Hussein. It'd be a laugh.
It's not. I don't want it to be a laugh. I'm robbing a bank.
Don't hurt if we're having a laugh. And that's what I want to make money and have a laugh.
Why? Only in the money. I'm only in it for the money. The laugh's not important to me.
Well,
I want to strike fear.
We could also make a political point.
I don't want to make a political point.
No, you want the money.
I'm a thug. I'm not.
We could have a laugh and we could make a political point.
Why not? What political point?
Maybe we're sort of stealing from the rich.
We're not like Robin Hood.
Well, never mind Robin Hood. Let's rob Barclays.
Why are you making jokes?
Well, I mean, don't worry.
We're robbers.
I'm going to do my stuff.
You're a comedian.
Let's wear the masks. How did it happen? Did they go and buy them? It's separately. Look, spread out. You go to the joke shop in Covent Garden. Yeah. I'll go to the one in Southampton Row.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
See, because it's so often the case that they're using masks. It used to be Reagan, Thatcher. They were always... If I was the guy selling those, when three guys came in, three shifty-looking blokes to buy three identical masks...
Yeah, in stockings.
In stockings.
They don't know who we are.
Sorry, can I just check? You're not going to rob
Definitely not.
With these masks.
But just think of the police looking at those robbers. Every time they go past one of those awful sort of gift shops, they think, it's just in the window there with Michael Jackson and Shirley Bassey.
Yeah, George Bush.
Oh, Paolo, can I ask you something? I know you love knobs and that, and you hate tits.
Yeah.
What about Shirley Bassey's tits?
I'm a fan of them because I'm a fan of Shirley, but I don't like them. They're not sexy.
Yeah, you're pretty bent. You are pretty bent. Come in.
Thanks very much.
Britain is on in 7 hours.
Excellent.
Yeah, what are you doing out at this time?
No. I just came out to get some milk.
Cock in the toilet. Carl.
Plenty of answers, Carl, so far for your... quiz, I'm not sure that's really valid.
Yeah, loads coming in. We're giving away some more stuff later as well, film thing, that's coming up.
That's when you put yourself into a famous film and you act out.
Is that it?
You've done The Graduate, haven't you?
Done The Graduate, done Silence of the Lambs, done Billy Elliot.
I liked it with your, what was your one, Sixth Sense? I see weird stuff.
Yeah, the Sixth Sense was good. So that's coming up later.
We're doing that later.
We'll look forward to that.
We're
all pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
I'm assuming we've got some great music as well. Still lined up.
Thorns,
Thorns. Oh, I'm obsessed with this now. This is the Thorns. And I can't remember. On XFM 104.9. Brilliant. Strokes, 12:51 on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, and Carl Pilkington. Not done a lot. Maybe you should earn your money as you get to Mondays off for this 2 hours of nonsense.
What are you on about? Done loads of stuff. Slag Suzanne off.
Yeah, brilliant.
First link.
Yeah.
Talked about trannies.
Yeah.
Well, same old, same old.
Yeah.
Let's have something new, something fresh.
Well, I've been looking around, right, on the internet for stuff.
Yeah. On the internet?
Yeah. Your Bible, where you get all your information about the world and the universe and morality from.
And you know, like, how I always say to you, I don't really read that much of it, I just read the headline.
Perfect.
Right?
Yeah.
Anna Nova has sort of nicked that idea to grab you.
Nicked what idea?
Well, to sort of get to the meat straight away at the top. Do you know what I mean? The headline to the story and everything.
What?
Right, these are stories...
But the headlines already existed, that was why you thought that was going to
be. Not like this, though.
All right.
Headline. Well, these are all headlines, right? Vibrating shoes could stop elderly falling. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, God.
You don't Vibrating need... shoes could stop elderly falling.
Yeah, that's the story. You don't need to read on. That's what I'm saying.
Well, right? Could you read on anyway?
Can't be bothered.
Read on anyway.
Well,
read...
you have a look at that in a bit, right?
Oh, so okay. So what this is frustrating radio if you're sitting at home.
No,
well, you, it's not on. They've turned it off.
If you want to know more, you know where to go. That's what I'm saying. That's what they should do in the news. Get the news done in,
bong.
In a minute.
There's a good story about Iraq.
Right.
Bong. Right. Look it up. Look it up on the internet. Alan Nova.
Give us another bong.
Bong.
Family sick of living on Butthole Road.
Brilliant. Oh, brilliant. Bong.
Man wears same shoes for 60 years.
Oh, bong.
This isn't that good. Some fella pulls a train with his teeth.
Yeah. And in lighter news.
I love it, Matt. Triple Donald, this one is very good.
And the last one, man fails to break clothes pegs on face record. Which is always good. Well, that's the one I did read on about.
I love that, all those. That's the one you read on about. Go on, then.
Just,
Why is that news? He fails to make a record.
Mm.
So did I today.
Yeah.
I failed the long jump record today.
Yeah.
Didn't even take part.
No! I was rubbish.
But what are the rules on world records and that?
I don't know if there are rules. There are certain things you can't... I mean, it's the Guinness Book of Records, isn't it, really, that's the arbiter in it?
Yeah, but... Is there anything, if you said you wanted to do it, would they say, well, you can't do that?
Yeah, they've stopped some gluttony records, obviously things that are in danger, anything that's illegal, yeah, anything that's immoral.
Yeah, like that American serial killer that just got discovered,
yeah.
Having killed 47 women, I don't think he can make that into the Guinness Book of Records.
No, because people would be trying to beat it, won't they?
But there was some other story about a fella eating watches and that. That can't be good for you. So why don't they say, look, don't do that, do something else.
He wanted to stay regular.
Do you know what I mean? I just wondered.
What
if
do you mean
he's
eating watches?
He just said he was eating watches. He got about three in about a minute.
How did he time it?
Do you know what I mean though? And then the other thing is the one that I was reading the world record with the fellow who's pulling a train with his teeth.
Mm.
Does that make any difference that he's done it with his teeth?
What do you mean?
Well, what difference does it make?
Well, isn't it? It's quite hard to pull a train with your teeth, I imagine.
Well, it's pretty hard to pull a train. All I'm saying is it because he couldn't beat the fella who's pulling it with his hands?
Well, this is my point. I think there was one bloke with a record for the backwards, running backwards 100 metres, was sort of like 11 and a half seconds. And I was thinking, turn around, you'd probably have a really good go at that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's sort of like doing a marathon with a milk bottle on your head. Take the milk bottle off and see how fast you can go, you twat.
But you can just tweak it. Like, the fella who has done the pegs on the face, right?
Yeah.
His name's Gary Stretch Turner, right?
Right.
So, he's sort of cheating already if he's got a stretchy head, right? But
you are, right, you are one of the most stupid humans I've ever met.
Well, get me in the book. Yeah. Right? Well, listen. So, Gary Stretch Turner, right? His record is 153 pegs.
Yeah.
He did it again, and he only got 150 on. So he hasn't broke his own record.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, if he tweaked it a bit more, would that make a new record?
What?
Well, if he said, I've got 150 pegs on, but at the same time as eating a burger.
I see what you mean, yeah. He'd be the world record breaker for pegs and eating burgers at the same time.
Yeah, just change it a bit. If you know you're not going to make it, just do something else.
I'm assuming the rules are set at the beginning, Carl. That's it. That's where they say, right, you're just going to do the pegs thing. You're not going to introduce burgers halfway through, are you? Definitely not. And then they have a go.
I was on one leg, not interested. How many pegs? 150.
Can I just ask very briefly, I was quite interested by the family had to move because they lived on Butthole Road.
Yeah, I quite like that
now,
one.
I don't know if I've told you before, Rick, where I used to live. I'm not going to tell you the name of the street that I used to live on, not on air, because my parents still live there, and I don't want you know. But I'm going to write it for you now. This is the name, the genuine name of the street I used to live on. And just imagine when you're at school.
Yeah.
And like in class, for instance, in French, you've got to say, you've got to answer where you live.
Yeah.
J'habite, wherever.
Yeah.
That's the name. This is actually the name of the street we lived on.
No, it's not.
I swear to God.
That is...
I'm absolutely right. I could phone my father now and he could confirm that for
you.
Well, no, I swear
because he doesn't want
to... But, God. And I'd say that...
But listen, do you know what worries me? It's the apostrophe S.
I know.
Because that's blatant.
Yes. Amazing, isn't it?
That is incredible.
But imagine how embarrassing
that
was.
So if I look that up in the Bristol...
You will find that in the Bristol A to Z, I swear
that
to God.
That is really... Why have you never told me that before?
I can't believe I haven't.
That's
I'm
incredible.
Still embarrassed now. Do you know, whenever I have to phone up, if I have to give that address, I always spell it instantly.
Really?
Like, somehow that'll hide it, that'll disguise the name. But it's interesting, my friend Rufus, his parents lived in a place called Fockingham. Right? This is amazing when he was growing up. They lived in Fockingham.
Yeah.
They moved to a village called Fingeringhoe.
No!
I swear to God.
Really?
Amazing.
Oh,
well,
God.
Perhaps you come from an amusing town or street.
Hello, why mate. Fingeringhoe or Fockingham? Well, that's my business.
Exactly. Well, this family who's sick of living on Butthole Road, right, said the thing that pushed them over the edge was the sign was outside their house, and tourists were always coming, sort of having the picture taken with the pants down next to the sign.
Sure. Oh, no.
So that's the thing that...
What's it called? Butthole Road?
Butthole Road, yeah.
Well, that's bad luck, isn't it?
That is bad luck, isn't it? Who named it that, though?
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's not as if they've named it that after they've moved there. They bought the house knowing, oh, there's a lovely house here, so where you live, what road it's on? Well, I'm going to go, well, it doesn't matter, look at the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, where am I going? Where am I seeing this
Well,
house?
I'll take you there, I'll take you there, I'll take you there. Well, so, you don't need to look, just don't look at that sign, just come in for that lovely house, isn't it? It is nice, yeah.
Well, my family wants to come later to have a
look
at
just tell them to, I'll meet them by the bus stop and I'll drive them here. You don't need to. You don't even know where you're going. You just sort of know, won't you? You'll know from then on. How will we get letters? Have delivered to me if you want. I'll bring them. I'll bring them round. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. That's incredible. But I can't get over that. Where Steve used to live.
That's extraordinary. Anyway, if you perhaps live in Tits Avenue,
yeah,
you know, or
Wanklin Drive,
Wanklin Drive, just get in touch. Let us know. We're not really interested. But it might fill up 5 minutes. Let's play a record. Let's come back with another of Carl's amazing quizzes.
I'm going to Spunkton later.
If I Was Your Girlfriend by Prince on XFM 104.9.
Yeah.
Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington.
Big time. We've had quite a few calls. Greg used to live in a place in South Africa called Arsagay.
Arsagay?
Arsagay.
Nothing wrong with that.
Paul's friend's parents live in Fartstown, just outside Leeds.
Fartstown.
Which is nice, isn't it? That's just ridiculous. And Dean used to live in Butts Farm, Hamworth.
Butts Farm.
Yeah. That's obviously, I assume, a free range Butts.
Sure.
And not sort of battery farm Butts.
That would be horrible.
But, yeah.
Do you think that?
That'd be great to just name a town, wouldn't it?
I think if I, I was thinking if I was a Balti billionaire, a Bill Gates type figure, I'd like to buy somewhere. Like, say, Manchester, and just rename it.
Whinging on the Wold.
Whinging on the Wold, yeah.
Yeah.
And
make them work Mondays.
Exactly. They'd be obliged to that would have to be what it's called.
Yeah.
It's the rules. It'd be like mayor.
Yeah. It'd be great as mayor, wouldn't you? You want to be mayor of Chinatown, don't you?
I'd like to be mayor of Chinatown. It seems to me that there's not a great deal to do.
No.
Because it's not really a town.
No, exactly. Who can we talk to about that? Who can go say that you've got to stop calling this a town? Because at best it's a novelty street with some slippy pavements near restaurants.
I actually got stopped the other day by two tourists who said, "Do you know the way to Chinatown?" And I really wanted to say to them, "It's a disappointment.
It's not a town.
Seriously, it's not worth it. Pop in a record shop. Do something else.
Yeah.
Pop in Garfunkel's. Have some delicious sausage and mash. But you'll get to Chinatown, you'll go, this is not a town.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you got a town hall? Got a betting shop?
Yeah.
Not really a town.
I don't think you could build a town entirely out of restaurants. It's not enough. You need more stuff.
Oh, dear. A lot of old people I've noticed there, Carl. Aren't there?
Let's leave that, eh?
What?
We'll leave it. Leave the old...
Just got to John, who's just emailed in. He said my secondary school was on a street simply called Bell End.
Bell End, really?
Yep.
Oh, that's great.
There's a road in Cricklewood somewhere called Clitterhouse Drive.
Clitterhouse.
Yeah, I don't think you can really get that. You can't get them on that. That's fine.
No, that's fine.
No, that guy, he's just having a laugh, just taking the mick, get a lot of that sort of thing. There's a place in America, apparently. Ben's emailed this in. There's a place in America called My Anus.
My Anus?
Yeah.
I think I've heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah. My Anus, yes, I have heard of that. That's unlucky.
Yeah, that is unfortunate. Where do you live, my anus?
I've got a letter for you. Where shall I? All right, don't get cheeky.
Anyway, just rather than reading out the A to Z, right? Mm-hmm. Are we doing Rockbusters answers?
Oh, yeah. Go on then.
Right, listen, this is built. This has got Chris Moyles, The Breakfast Show, on Radio 1. This sort of stuff.
Well, listen, go on.
Have we got a winner? Steve,
I'll check that in a minute.
All right. Yeah,
all right. Well, you find a good winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Rockbusters clues. The first one was, this Teletubby has got hits.
Well, we know we've done that.
That was Poe Lice.
Yeah. Right. Rubbish. You ruined it.
Right. The second one, I'm saving that money to buy condoms.
Too easy. Johnny Cash.
That was Johnny Cash.
Rubbish.
And the third one was, when you're making bread, add a bit of colour for a change and sort of, you know, change the colour of it.
Right.
Right, that was Dido. They got that. Give us a winner.
Well, the reason I've given this person the prizes is just because she's from Switzerland.
Sure.
She's listening in Geneva in Switzerland, so, I mean, good luck to Tina, and she wins those prizes.
Who did she want to win the war?
Don't know, I don't think she had an opinion.
Really, you sure?
Yeah.
They say that, but I reckon they wanted us to win, really. I reckon so.
Do you think that was true of all the wars? They were always on our side, really.
I'd get her to, if she's still remote, who did most Swiss people, maybe sort of like over 50, want to win the war?
England or Germany? The Swiss war or the original war?
The Second World War.
The best war.
Yeah, the main one. Yeah. But, so just as a poll, in her opinion, so ask people over sort of like 50 or 60, right, just quickly do it in the next 10 minutes, who did they really, are they neutral, but who did they really want to win?
Yeah.
England.
Yeah, we know you're neutral, but
yeah, but you England, like, England yeah. Germany. We come up with great games, don't we? Hey. Bad Day, an REM on XFM 104.9. Carl's quiz.
Mm-hmm.
It's a classic film. He's done some jiggery pokery. He's in the film. It's his favourite film of all time. I thought The Elephant Man was your favourite film of all time.
It's up there, but this is like, this film's got everything. It's got hilarious bits in it. It's got sad bits in it.
I've got the headphones on because I've got to hear it, and I don't usually wear headphones. But, I just realised how noisy I am. Does that go out when I'm sort of... Does it really?
Yes.
So when I'm sort of like tapping and writing and that, because it's really clear.
Everyone can hear that.
Really?
Yeah. The thing about that microphone, Rick, is it doesn't just pick up your voice. It picks up all the things.
Oh, that must be...
Are you scratching now?
Yeah!
I don't know what it is you've got there, some kind of rash.
Well, look, it's eczema, I think. Look, what's that?
Oh, eczema, yeah.
Oh, God, and what's that one, then?
That's just one of your enormous fat tits.
What's that? But, yeah, that must be irritating to listen to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
If your voice weren't bad enough...
Yeah, I'm moving the mic.
Moving the mic then, that makes a noise.
Leave
eating sandwiches, drinking coffee.
Yeah, right, come on then, Carl.
Right, so the film is Kez. You got to listen to it properly. At the end there'll be a question about what's happened in there, so you got to listen, take it all
I in. Love the fact that in pole position, in positions one and two of his favourite films of all time, it's The Elephant Man and Kez.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Go on.
All right. Am I leaving the mics open a bit when this is going out, or what?
Yeah, let's have a listen.
Yeah? Alright, so don't talk then, right?
Just put that hot dog down, Rick.
And this is the bit in Kez, where it's the teacher, and he gets up and he has to
Glover.
Talk.
What's his name? Is it Brian Glover?
No.
No.
No, it's the other teacher.
The other one.
Anyway.
Go on.
Alright, so, here we go.
things that had actually happened.
Oh, yeah.
What about you, Casper? Casper!
Alright.
Alright?
Alright.
You haven't been listening to a word I've said, have you?
Yeah, I heard some of it. Yeah, you've...
Some of it?
Just...
Stand up! Always somebody, isn't there? Right, now you're going to tell us a story about yourself.
What sort of story?
I want you to think of an incident that happened to you sometime in the past that is true and that you think will interest the rest of the class. All right?
All right. What about I work on a radio show at the weekend.
Are you going to tell us about it?
I'll just do... It's 2 hours. And it's with Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant and just sort of play music and, you know, tell stories and stuff.
Kind of stories?
Well, whatever. Like last week it was science. We were talking about this lad who was growing a knob on his arm. So it's weird. It's tricky, sir, because like with Ricky, he gets bored quick and... He won't listen to the stories, and he'll start squeezing my head.
All right, I'm not interested in what he does.
But that isn't normal, is it, sir, that? I mean, it sure is a bit gay.
Is he?
Just messes about, though, do you know what I mean? I try and, like, come up with good stuff, like monkey news and, like, quizzes and stuff, but... Then he'll just, you know, Ricky will just mess about. I mean, on Saturday he did it again. He squoze me head.
How do you spell that?
Squoze.
Oh, S-Q.
Right,
I'm sure that's a new word to me.
Squoze is S-Q-U-O-Z-E.
I shall tell us what it is.
It's when he gets me head and he puts one hand on the back of it, right? And he puts the other hand on the front of it, and he just sort of swivels it.
Swivel, right down the
front. Well, swivel's not... It's spelled S-W-I-D...
How much time
a
day?
How many times a day does he swivel it? It depends what time he, you know, what time he gets in. If he gets in about 12:30, he could get a good 3 in. But I think, you know, I don't really want to talk about.
Don't you? Well done, Billy. 3 hand of applause.
That the effort.
Yeah.
Wow. That's the best thing you've ever done, Carl.
So that's Kez, right?
Yeah.
Got some good prizes there.
Not bad, yeah, good stuff.
Question is, how many times did SA Ricky can get how many head squeezes can he get in before the start of the show? Right? So if you were listening properly, the answer's in there, right? And got some good stuff there.
Got some DVDs in there, and some CDs, including some Jimi Hendrix stuff and other odds and ends. Good stuff.
Brilliant.
Right. And just text in 83XFM. Alright?
Alright.
Eddie and the Hot Rods. Do anything you want to do on XFM 104.9. All right? Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. Right. We've had loads of entries for the how many times did I squoze his head.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, the answer was 3, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And who's the winner, Steve?
Let's give it to John. He's emailed in, he's got it right. He said he squozed your head 3 times on average.
Sure. It's not squozed, is it, Carl? That's incorrect. It's squoze, isn't it?
It depends how you say it.
Go on.
Squoze.
Well, it doesn't really, because it's nonsense anyway, it's not a real word, but...
You squoze my head,
yeah.
I will squeeze your head. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Depends
yeah.
what line you're getting it in.
Sure.
Tense.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright.
Okay. Any monkey news? Any educating Ricky? Anything else?
I
don't feel that you've earned Monday off yet, because it's just 2 hours and you only did about 5 minutes of it.
Yeah, but that took a bit of time to make.
Well, that's your own fault.
Right? Yeah, but I bet you didn't do it Monday. I bet you did it on another day.
I had to come in Monday, didn't I?
Yeah, but I bet you will do that on another day, so you're taking the piss even more, so you're doing it when you should be doing other stuff. Right. You've still got Monday off, and you've got 2 hours here. So, you're laughing either way. So don't give me that. So, do you know what I mean? What else you got?
Monkey news.
Yeah.
Well, let's do monkey news.
You want to do it now?
Yeah.
Well, we might as well have some monkey news.
Let's have some monkey news.
Do some monkey news. You made enough noise there, Rick? You wanna...
Sorry, but it's... sometimes I like to move around, lounge and that, and the mic...
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, let's have the jingle. We've not heard it for a while.
Oh! Chimpanzee that! Monkey news, you f-
Right. I haven't read this through properly.
Oh,
but,
Christ! What do you mean you haven't read it through
properly?
Well,
basically, right, it's about problems with chat rooms and that, right? A lot of people, it's like the new way of meeting people and that, isn't it now? Chat rooms, you get on there, you can
Right,
have a
if you say someone was having a meeting with someone,
they
wanted to meet.
It.
Right, okay.
Please don't preempt
but,
it.
Right, there is not an animal in the world that
right,
can operate and understand.
Do you want to know the story? You said that
did they get married? It was 3 months later, she realised, oh, there's a lot of bananas gone from my fridge.
See, what annoys
I
you,
want
though.
A divorce.
This is what annoys
Bobo.
You. You say that monkeys can do Shakespeare if they're given the time.
No! That's not it!
Let's not get into the
it's
whole
a philosophical conundrum.
Please, right. Let's not get into that debate again. We'll
it's, about the, it's about the. It's about.
Right, so this one then. Oh. So this chat room, right? And the thing is with chat rooms, you have like a big boss who's looking over it and making sure nothing dodgy is going on.
Right.
Right, so certain keywords come up and
that's. Is that Dr. Zayas?
Right? So anyway, they were looking over it, trying to look for dodgy stuff, but they kept coming over like really strange things, like instead of saying, do you want to meet in a restaurant or bar, right, it'd be like,
do you want to meet in a tree?
What tree do you want to meet?
Right, okay.
Are you shooting off?
That's the end, yeah.
I'll see you later, mate. I'm just going to listen to the end of it anyway.
You're an idiot. You're an idiot if you believe that shit, honestly.
No, I'm just telling you what's online.
Let's hear the rest of it.
How, you're nearly, you're ill. You're nearly, okay, right. Well, I don't know the PC term for this, so I really apologise. You're nearly retarded in some aspects.
And yeah. Instead of sort of saying, wear something sexy, they'd say, make sure you bring plenty of bananas.
Right, you're
like
talking
that.
Absolute. Okay.
Are you making up the monkey news now, because you can't find it anymore?
And instead of saying, should we get married, they're saying, how swollen and red is your arse?
you
stupid
what?
Fool.
Do you know that was me.
Mark Ronson and Ooh-wee on XFM. Well, what a great show we've had.
Informative.
It's been fun. Yeah, we've learned some, haven't we?
Yeah.
What have we learned?
Well,
we've learned that Carl is an idiot.
Yes.
That he believes that monkeys can get on.
That's more of a confirmation of
it. Really,
what
we always suspect it, but that's that.
I just read a little email from someone who just said that in Northern Ireland there is a town called Muff.
Is there?
Yeah. It's worth knowing.
Yeah. What else have we learned? Monkey news. No one's got anything like Monkey News on radio, have they?
Think of that as a boast.
Yeah.
No one has got anything like this goat.
Yeah. You call that a boil? Look at that, and look where it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Brilliant.
We've not heard sadly back from that woman, from Switzerland.
Haven't we?
I know you threw out a question.
Yeah, I just thought I wanted to find out whether the Swiss really, well, I say they're neutral, but I would assume they'd be rooting for us and keeping quiet.
You'd hope so.
Whenever Germans went through, I went, oh, yeah, well, yeah, whoever wins, yeah, but they're going, oh. Whereas with us, they go, all right, lads, you want some chocolate?
Yeah.
Here's a cooker cup. No, don't let it go off, I'm hiding.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
Sure.
But, they better want us to win, because it wasn't for us, and we'd have let fascism go in there and, they'd be speaking bloody German and Italian all over the place, wouldn't they?
I think they do.
Huh?
I think they do.
What?
They do speak German and Italian.
Why?
I don't know. They just couldn't be bothered to come up with their own language, and they chose that one, I suppose. Or they chose those.
What's the point of being foreign if you don't speak English?
I've no idea. You'd have to ask them.
That's mental.
I don't know.
What would I do if I went there?
You wouldn't. Why would you go?
They don't speak the language.
If you're going to have to choose a language to speak, choose
English. Even the Dutch, they got their own language, but they don't speak
English.
It sounds silly.
Yeah.
So they speak English.
Of course they do.
You see two Dutch people, so in Amsterdam, with clogs on, they'd be chatting
in
English.
In English,
yeah.
And proud of it.
Yeah. Oh, God, I was there once and there was a mouse.
Right.
Just there on the stair.
Right.
And it was a little mouse with clogs on.
Yeah. Where?
On there.
On the stair,
yeah. Cool. Yeah, so, that's languages. We learned about languages, didn't we? I'm not a linguist, but I pretty much think that's what happens.
Yeah. Tell you something I learned in the week.
Go on.
Yeah. This will be one thing. He definitely learned only one thing this week.
It's a good one, though.
Don't insult Suzanne's hair.
I learned two things.
Go on.
This week.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't put your trousers on over your head. Because I know you were persevering with that for a while.
Mercury may look nice, but it's bad for you. Go on.
There are more moves on a chessboard
than particles in the universe.
That puts you off learning it, doesn't it?
Well, no, it's a possibility.
No, no, they said it is. It is. It said that, that's...
Yes, that's right. It's a possibility, because it's basically that it turns towards infinity, because no two games are the same. So it's not that you've got to learn that many moves.
It's not that good.
I don't wish to criticise Rick, because I know you were trying to inform him then. It's a good job you're not a teacher, because as you gabbled the phrase, it tends towards infinity, it kind of came out as... imagine if you're one of those kind of foreign students who's gone here to study, and they, you know, sometimes they put,
what,
the tape they put the tape recorder by the the lecturer.
Yeah.
Listen back to that, really. It's something towards infinity, I'm not sure. It tends towards infinity.
It is talking about tents. I do not understand. Cuckoo.
So, we've all had a good time. We've all had a good few
We've
laughs.
Had a great time.
Can I just say to everyone, have a great Saturday.
All right, see you later.
You like the Thorns, you played the Thorns.
Love
earlier.
The Thorns.
I think you'll enjoy this. It's an old track from Hawksley Workman.
Brilliant.
Bad name, good song.
See you next week.